Well, it's a pleasure this year to be visiting with the Trigg County FFA. I mean, having to do things a little differently this year, obviously, COVID-19, and then a week out of school because of snow. it's made it a little challenging to all get together, but it's a pleasure to have the Trigg County FFA, some of our members from FFA, and also our advisors joining us today on a Google Meet. So here we go. We're embracing new technology, which I know you guys, this time last year, we weren't sure what Google Meets and things like that were, but we've learned a lot about that here during the last year. So let's just start. We want to talk to some of our FFA members first of all, and I'll get to look at folks as they're on the screen here with me this morning. Ariel Evans. Ariel, tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA for Trigg County.
Yes, sir. My name is Ariel Evans. I've been in FFA since my freshman year, and last year I was a student, but this year I'm a reporter, so that means I take pictures page, and it's kind of been hard this year because we haven't really had that many events. I haven't been able to take pictures, but we have done a little contest this week where people can hit a photo and tag us on Instagram page and can show their connection to agriculture, and we're choosing three winners at first, second, and third place, and they get a little award for that. So that's something that we've been able to do, but it's just a lot different this year because of COVID and everything.
It's been a challenging year, I'm sure, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you participate in the talent contest as well. Tell me a little bit about, what does FFA mean to you? What's special about FFA for you?
FFA is really special to me because starting out in my freshman year, I was just really nervous to participate in things, and I didn't want to be involved in anything because I was really shy. I didn't want to get out of my comfort zone then. They started signing me up for competitions, and started doing those, and I was really nervous, but after my first competition, I was hooked on FFA, and ever since, I've been all about it and just wanting to do more and more.
Ariel, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate that. Let's go to Kenley Humphreys next. Kenley, tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA, okay?
So my name is Kenley Humphreys. I am the chaplain this year. I'm a junior. I was also chaplain last year, so it's kind of cool to continue doing this job, which is I basically just pray at any events or meetings that we have. You know, sometimes I'll do a little like verse or devotional, and anything else that really officers need done, I'll help along with that.
What are some of your experience projects in the FFA? Tell us some of the things you do there.
Well, I like to participate in like the horsemanship competitions, and I did vet science my freshman year, which was really fun, and speaking competitions. I'm not a huge public speaker, but FFA is definitely pushed me. I've gotten better, and it's a lot.
What does FFA mean to you, Kidley?
To me, FFA is kind of a place where I can be myself, and I found a lot of new friends and a lot of new great opportunities. And like Ariel said earlier, like I was also really, really shy freshman year. I didn't even think about running for office until my friend Lily, who's also on here, She like was pushing me and told me to get involved in things. And I'm really glad I listened to her because it's sick.
Great way to get involved, isn't it? That's for sure. Kenley, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Lily Bubul is next on my screen. Lily, tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA.
Well, my name's Lily Bubul, and I'm the treasurer this year. And what that kind of includes is just aiding all of the other officers and just helping to lead our team and to be an inspiration to other members. This past year, I participated in the Extemporaneous Public Speaking Contest. And this year has definitely been a challenge, but I think that myself and our team have worked really hard to try to face adversity and to still be an inspiration to our members and to continue to try and do things even though we have faced challenges This year.
Been a tough year, that's for sure. Lily, what does FFA mean to you? What makes it special to you?
FFA means a lot to me. FFA is a family and a home. FFA has definitely given me a lot of self-confidence, and it's given me public speaking skills and a stage presence that I can use for my entire life and that will definitely be a help to me in my future career.
Sounds good. Well, Lily, thank you so much for joining us. Laura Lanham is with us. Lauren Lanham. Lauren, tell me a little bit about what you did in the FFA.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I am the parliamentarian in FFA. I'm a new member to the team. And I just like help make sure our meetings go smoothly and we all follow the parliamentary rules.
Well, tell me, what kind of projects are you involved in the FFA?
My absolute favorite project in the FFA was the agronomy or crop scouting competition through the Kentucky Extension Office. It was a really fun experience, and it opened my eyes to something that I potentially want to do in the future.
Sounds good. Well, what does FFA mean to you?
It means that I have a family that shares the same passions as me. I know not everybody loves agriculture the way I do, and all these people, they just love it and embrace it.
That sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate that. And we may have some other people join us here momentarily. But tell me, let's see who is next on the list. This one. Let me get back to my screen here. Punched the wrong button. Audrey Smith. Audrey, tell me a little bit about you.
Hi, Alan. Yeah, I am the Vice President for Treasure County FFA chapter this year, and I am also currently serving as the regional reporter for our region as well.
Tell me, what are some of the things you're involved in the FFA?
I'm currently involved in competitions, and I'm also involved in the crop gunning contest. Like Lauren said, last year was a great experience for me, and I just like leading members. That's why I participated in joining the regional purchase region team this year, and I was accepted, and now I'm an officer serving them.
What does FFA mean to you?
FFA means to me, it's more about gaining who you are and motivating and becoming a role model for younger people and being able to inspire them and show them that agriculture is more than what they see it be.
Cooper Long's on with us. Cooper, tell me a little bit about you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen. I am serving as the president this year for our FFA chapter. And I just want to say this year has been pretty hard on us. So we've gone from virtual school back to in-person, back to virtual. It's just been crazy, you know. And through it all, I just like to say this officer team has held together really, really well. And I feel like we're pretty close. And, you know, it's just we just had to persevere and just keep going and keep in touch. And that's just how life is nowadays.
And you and Audrey may want to jump in on this, too. What are some things you guys are doing to celebrate FFA week in a year where it's been hard to get together and do things like that?
Oh, we had a meeting the other day, and we had to rack our brains trying to find things, you know, that we can do virtually. And like Ariel said earlier, we're doing a competition where you put photos mm-hmm. in a paragraph about what your connection to agriculture is. And that's just, you know, a small thing. We're trying to do things in school, too, for the members that are in person doing just little things like dressing up a certain way, different days. And we're actually going to try and have our annual Drive Your Tractor to School Day this year. I mean, that's just something that we've had for years, and it just brings a smile to people's face. And that would just, even the community, you know, the community, it has there's a big turnout for that. And I just think that would bring a little normalcy to our community if they saw those tractors driving down Main Street.
Absolutely. What better way to be socially distanced than on a tractor, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I said, Mr. Allen.
If it's still cold like it is this week, though, you need to choose one with a cab, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we are flexible. I got the approval from the principal, so we can have it anytime. I mean, if we have to, we're just going to try to have it to just have that sense of normalcy, I think it's great. You know.
Audrey, other things you guys are doing this for FFA week this year? Audrey, anything else you wanted to add for FFA week this year?
Not much, but if Lily and Kelly want to go into detail about the contest and maybe Ariel, they can tell you more details on that.
Okay.
So this year, as Cooper kind of touched on, we're having a virtual contest. And what that kind of includes is posting pictures of your connection to agriculture, as well as writing a little paragraph or as much as you want about what agriculture means to you. And our goal through doing this is try to just accomplish awareness and advocating for agriculture through social media, because people that are in our age group are on their phones all the time, and this mm-hmm. is a great way to reach them and to grab their attention.
I think that's wonderful,
and if anybody else wants to add on this, that's great.
I think it's great. Fantastic. Karen Nocox and Jody Pupul, our advisors, are on today with us as well. Karen, Jody, whoever wants to talk first. Karen, I think your mic's on. So tell us a little bit about the Trigg County FFA chapter. What are some of the how many just kids you guys have, or how many young people you have in the FFA chapter? What are some of the things you guys do?
Well, We have probably 75 or so members on our roster this year. You know, of course, we've done different things this year than normal, which is really not a lot this year. However, typically we do some fun activities to get things rolling, Barnyard Olympics, and we typically do a bowling night and some other fun type activities to get kids rolling. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do those at the present time. However, we're starting our competition season right now, and so we've got students signed up for some speech competitions, and we've got our parliamentary procedure coming up soon, and so we're pretty excited about those, and we figured, you know, this is what we can focus our attention on this mm-hmm. year, since this is what's happening. So hopefully we're going to put our all into this competition and do our best and have a success. We did a really good job last year winning several speaking competitions, so we hope that we'll continue to do that this year.
I think that's wonderful. And Jody Papoul, our other FFA advisor, other ag teacher for Trick A. Jody, tell us about some of the things from your perspective that are going on this year. I think one of the Sink girls, is that Anna, Sarah Sink, one of the other?
Sarah,
you're with us this morning. Tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA.
Well, I'm obviously a first-year officer, so it's all kind of new to me. I've always wanted to be an FFA member and wanted to be an FFA officer even more. So when I found out I was an officer, I was really excited, and I've definitely had to get out of my comfort zone a lot. And so I just try to help out whenever I can.
What are some things you're involved in? What are some of your projects you do in the FFA?
Well, last year I was the creed speaker, and this year I am planning on being the prepared public speaker as of right now.
Very good. What does the FFA mean to you?
For me, I'm very passionate about FFA because of what it's done for me. It's helped me become a stronger leader and be more vocal. I'm a very quiet person, and I tend not mm-hmm. to talk if I don't have to, but I've learned through FFA to speak up and to let others hear my voice.
Well, Sarah, thank you for being with us today. We enjoyed having you with us today as well. Let's talk with FFA advisor Jody Papoul. Jody, tell us a bit about what are some of the things from your perspective going on this year.
Aaron, or like Ms. Nolcock said earlier, you know, we're trying our best to deal with a difficult situation, but we have still been able to do some community service activities this year, which we think are really important. One of those things that was actually Cooper Long helped us get this started a couple years ago when he came into FFA, but the Back to Back Foundation, we have been able to adopt families the last couple of years and Christmas shop for them, and that's been really rewarding, I think, to our members to get a chance to go out and do those things and be able to give back to the community a little bit. And we're really blessed as an officer team and able to maybe go out and share a little bit of love at Christmas time and help people during that time.
I think it's wonderful. You might remind us, and you can go first, Jody, since you're talking, what do you teach? And then Karen, tell us what you teach there as well.
Sure, absolutely. I teach animal science, and I'm also heavily involved in the mechanics program. So we teach a class called Ag Power and Machinery, which mm-hmm. We learn how to weld in that class, and Ag Construction and Ag Structures, which is more carpentry related. And then this semester, I'm also teaching a small engines class, and we're working on Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engines and learning about how they operate and actually beginning to have some hands-on activities where we can take those engines apart, put them back together, and learn about the function of an engine.
That's wonderful. Karen, tell us what you teach.
All right. Currently, I have two freshman introduction to agriculture classes. So those are a lot of fun with the freshmen, just getting their feet wet and learning about agriculture. I have also a wildlife class, which is a lot of fun. Kids really seem to enjoy that one. I have an introduction to greenhouse and crop production. And back in the fall, we changed our schedule a bit. So back in the fall, I had a forestry class and also an equine science class. So kind of all over the board.
Sounds like it. Well, listen, thank you guys so much for taking time to be with me today. It's been virtual, and I appreciate you guys making arrangements where we can all get together today. Hope you guys have a great National FFA Week, and keep up the great work. Trick County, you guys do a great job, and good luck in your contest coming up here before long.
Thank you, Alan. We appreciate you having us out.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Look forward when we can see you all guys, you guys again in person one of these days. That'd be great.
Yes, sir. It Absolutely. Would be great.
Thank you.
Trigg County FFA members with us today for National FFA Week.